What's your response or your reaction when you heard that the Heritage Center was closing?
Well, certainly it was a complete shock to me, and I was terribly disappointed because the history in that brand center, the history of Hiram Walker and Canadian Club and our community, just it runs so deep, and it's the foundation of by which so much of this community was built upon and grew because of what happened with Hiram Walker and Canadian Club. That, you know, it was just my immediate reaction is, this can't happen. This can't happen. How can I save this from happening? How can I stop it?
And you're going to Chicago on Monday to talk to Matt Shattuck and the Beam Suntory folks and try to save it, right?
Yeah, and I just want to sit down and have a conversation and figure out, you know, what is the path forward? How can we work on this together? Recognizing that, you know, we're really, you know, there are a few jobs that are lost in this process, part-time positions. But for me, this is more about the historical connection with our community. And so, you know, the town of Walkerville, named after Hiram Walker, was an amazing place. And Hiram Walker did great things there because of Canadian Club and the money that he generated from that business. He built that whole community, and he built it for his employees, and he built it for their families. And he installed all the services, you know, in that community and paid for all of the services, the sewers and the water and the streetlights. And because he did that, you know, people know this area often as sort of the automotive capital of Canada. But because of Hiram Walker's ability to fund all of those projects, when Ford came to Windsor, they located directly adjacent to Walkerville because they were able to pull the services that were available in Walkerville. And the same with Chrysler. And so, but for Hiram Walker's, you know, efforts and foresight and you know, being a community builder, I think the city could have looked dramatically different today than it does. And certainly a lot of the credit goes to Hiram Walker and the money that he generated through the Canadian Club product.
What about the tourism impact? I know they pull about 15,000 people a year through there. Obviously, that's a lot of money coming into Windsor that might not otherwise come in, right?
Yeah, so you know, there's a tourist impact, and if we look at just our click-throughs on the website, the number one tourist attraction on our website that people click through to is the Canadian Club Brand Center. It's the number one attraction. And so, you know, anyone who lives here has driven by that building and remarks how beautiful it is. And many, of course, in the community are touched because they either work there, their family members work there, and they have some connection to Hiram Walker and Canadian Club. But visitors, you know, when they come to the city of Windsor, it's really the first stop, or certainly, you know, high on the list of places that they go to visit. And it tells the story. It fundamentally tells the story about how this city grew and you know, the bedrock upon which it grew, you know, in the early years. And so we've been supportive of Canadian Club in this community. And I always say, you know, Canadian Club runs through the veins of many families here because they're so connected with Hiram Walker and the brand that, you know, I think it's hard for people who don't live here or haven't been to that facility to understand the impact of announcing a closure in that facility. And so this is more than just, you know, some small little museum of things that happened in the 1800s. This is really that building and the story that happened in that building and what came from that building, the success that was generated in that building really is it is a foundation of the city of Windsor, and it would be just a tragedy to see it close.
What have you heard from Beam Suntory about whether they're willing to at least consider a proposal to keep it open?
Well, I have had conversations with, you know, senior leadership on the Canadian side. And so going to Chicago even, you know, elevates that conversation. So all I've said to them is, you know, you have a wonderful facility. You have a remarkable brand. And this community is connected with that brand and that facility in a way that, you know, no one else would be. Let us help continue to tell the story. Let us continue to help promote the brand. And make sure that strong part of our local history remains vibrant and open to the public. And so they're agreeing to a meeting. I've had many conversations. They're agreeing to a face-to-face meeting. And it's my goal to sit down with them and try and find a way that we can find a solution that you know, serves their needs, serves the city's needs, and continues to allow us to tell the story of what happened here in our city so long ago and why it's so important.
Could theoretically Corby, which owns the main distillery, take that over and use it for, say, a Weiser's brand center? Or would it have the same impact on Windsor as Canadian Club? I'm not asking you to pit brands against each other,
yep.
But Corby does own the building and theoretically could use it for something similar if it wanted to.
So, you know, to answer that question, I think, you know, it's important that I recognize that we have hundreds of men and women who work at the distillery and produce J.P. Weiser. We have, and of course, Corby also, and Pernod Ricard under contract, produces all the Canadian Club product here in Windsor too, right? Weiser's is certainly something that arrived on the scene, you know, about 15 years ago in the city of Windsor. Canadian Club has been here since 1858. And so there are deep roots with Canadian Club in the community. And we certainly support our employers, whether they're distilling Canadian Club, distilling J.P. Weiser's. To answer your question directly, though, that brand center was built as a Canadian Club brand center. So there are stained glass windows that say Canadian Club that have been installed inside. There are tiles on the floor that are, some are in the shape of a Hiram Walker, the Hiram Walker symbol, which certainly could transfer over to J.P. Weiser. But there are things that say Canadian Club that are built into the floor and built into the walls. And I think it would be very difficult to disassociate the Canadian Club brand from that building because so many of the elements were built at the time with Canadian Club in mind because that was the brand that started it all. And so could they make it a J.P. Weiser reception center? Probably. They probably could remove some of those elements, which I think would, you know, certainly be... It would certainly ruin the character of the inside of the building and part of the outside of the building. But I don't think the Weiser's story it's certainly not authentic to that building where the Canadian Club story, you know, touching the handles of the knobs with that Hiram Walker, you know, the doors that Hiram Walker open and sitting in his office and at his desk and the halls that he walked through and understanding the history is certainly very, very authentic and genuine. From a Canadian Club perspective, that it wouldn't necessarily be from a Weiser's perspective.
The building is a listed heritage building, so it really can't be modified in many ways, right?
It's actually designated. So in Ontario, we have listed or designated. Designated is the highest standard you can give to the building. So nothing can happen to that building with respect to alterations or tearing it down without City Council approval. And no one on this City Council, any of the past City Councils or any of the next City Councils would ever agree to tear that building down because it's absolutely spectacular.
But you would have to make some changes theoretically, as you noted, to take down some of the Canadian Club insignia and things that have been built into that building. Theoretically, City Council would have to vote on whether to allow that to happen, right?
I don't know whether or not, you know, I'm just trying to recall the elements that I mentioned that I've seen inside the building. I'm not sure that you'd need City Council approval to take out stained glass windows and things like that. I think, I don't know that it would go that deep in terms of the requirement under the legislation.
But certainly they couldn't do anything to the outside.
Correct.
Easily.
Right, that's correct. Yeah, they couldn't do any alterations or major structural changes without City Council approval.